Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Candidly Keisha.
Keisha Knight Pulliam has grown up on TV, playing characters on shows like The Cosby Show to Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
They know Rudy. They know Miranda. I've been in the business literally for 36 years.
Keisha's an actress, philanthropist, foodie, and now host of her own podcast.
This is an opportunity for you, my friends, my fans, to get to know me, just Keisha.
This is Candidly Keisha.
Welcome back. It is 2018, and this is Candidly Keisha. That's the new remix for 2018 version right there. It's been so long, and I've missed this. It's been Christmas and New Year's and all types of great stuff. James, I've missed you.
Hello. Happy
Yay. New Happy New Year. I know I'm saying Happy New Year like a whole week, 10, 12 days, however many days it is into the year. And I just have to say that this year has absolutely and completely been flying by. I'm not ready. Like, it's already March, like, in my mind right now. So we're also joined by my very good friend, Miss Tracy Nicole.
Hello.
Hello. So there's so much. I feel like there's so much to catch up on. Let's think, over the holidays, you did a really great sale for your Tracy Nicole clothing.
The biggest ever,
which is amazing, and we've been working on some things that we'll talk about later.
Exciting new things,
we'll just give you Peaches and Lola, that's all I'm going to say about it,
Peaches and Lola.
More to come. How was your holiday?
Oh, they were exciting, relaxing, mm-hmm. and great.
Nice.
I took an extra one yesterday.
Hilarious.
Yeah, the kids went back to school yesterday, so I decided to take the day off.
Nice.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I was supposed to be working a little bit, but I laid on the sofa and I watched Netflix.
Can I tell you, I have found, like, I did that over the holidays. I fell in love with Netflix over the holidays.
In my onesie.
Yes. Specifically, Girl Boss. The Netflix series that you made me binge watch.
Absolutely.
I am in love. Like, I literally sat there and watched the whole, like, sat on the couch. My mom was looking at me like, are you going to move today? I was like, no, actually, I'm going to watch this Girl Boss right quick.
I'm watching Jessica Jones now.
Oh, okay. I have to catch up.
It's actually really good.
It's really good?
Yeah.
So it's really been making me happy. I'm trying to think. It was Ella's first Christmas ever.
Yes, and she was super excited.
She was. My Smunchie was.
It's like she knew.
She knew.
What was going on.
I was like, Ella, she's, I promise you, like, this little girl is so smart and so beyond her years. She was pointing, like, no, I want to go over. I was like, Ella, you don't even know. Like, what is going on here? She was so excited. And then when she saw the tree and all the gifts, and I promise you, I tried not to overdo it because, you know, her birthday is literally in a couple days. She's born in January. So I was like, okay, hold on, Keish. She has Christmas. Then less than a month later, it is birthday time. So, but I don't know. I did my best.
You're allowed to overdo it for
what
your first one.
But do you know what? I am grateful that everything I got were things that she actually played with. Like,
that's,
a lot of people were like, because at first I was kind of feeling nervous because my child, like, can have a whole, like, play date with a tag from, like, a clothing tag and, like, an empty
water
bottle.
And the remote control. Yeah.
And the remote control, yes. So I did buy her a toy remote control so that she can press
Wait,
the buttons.
Wait, does she like it as much as
she
the
does,
real?
She does, but she's realized the connection between the real remote when you push buttons and the TV doing something different.
Mm-hmm.
So, because she kind of caught on, like, what I would do.
I could tell that.
What I would do, I'd change the channel, like, whatever I wanted to watch, right? Then I would turn around, I take one battery out the remote, and I give it to her, like, here. And then she'd look at me like, but Mom, this ain't, what? No, Mom, this is not changing the channel. I tried.
So when she picks up the toy remote, you got to just start changing the channel.
Okay,
a little bit.
I'll do that.
And that'll make it more fun for her.
I will do that. Thank you for that tip from a mom of two big girls. Necessary. I'm trying to think.
You can trick her these days.
I don't know for how much longer.
It won't last long, but you can trick her right now.
Because then New Year's came, and we spent it actually with my line sister and one of my good girlfriends with her family and her husband, and she has a new little one, so it was nice. In Florida, although we only got one warm day, we did appreciate it. It was definitely warmer than it was in Atlanta. But it was like overnight she became a big girl. Like, I don't know what happened. Literally, it was like 2018 hit, and my child was like, get off me, Ma, I got this.
Hilarious.
I'm so serious. Like, she's walking. It's
crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it happens so fast.
But she has the nerve to walk, to want to stand up and have a booby snack now.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
The Band-Aids.
Oh, God, wait. You know, too many friends sent me that video of the mom. Okay,
there's like, no, that's going
to
be you.
There's this mom on Instagram. The little girl looks like she has to be like 3 years old. And basically, she puts a Band-Aid over her nipple, if you haven't seen it. And the little girl's laying down like next to her, like she's going to nurse. So then the mom pulls down her tank top and the Band-Aid is over the nipple. And the little girl looked up at her mom and gave her the look of death.
Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Like, you've got to be kidding me. If you don't relinquish my nipple right now, we're going to have a problem. But changing gears completely, speaking of the internet. I know everyone's been talking about this whole little, this H&M scandal with the little boy, you know, with the monkey and the whatever business, the shirt that this child had on. Do you know what's crazy to me?
What's crazy?
Did you see where the mother of that child responded?
Absolutely. And it was just ridiculous to me.
And this is what her response was. So, The green H&M sweatshirt that's sparking all of the controversy says, the coolest monkey in the jungle. And it has this really cute little chocolate black boy who looks like he's maybe 6 years old wearing the shirt.
And you can't forget the whole ad with the white boy next to him.
Right.
And what did his sweatshirt say?
His said king of something. What did it say?
The survival... captain or captain, something, someone in charge.
Right. It was, so the mother, it's on Instagram. This is what I had said. I am the mom, and this is one of hundreds of outfits my son has modeled. Stop crying wolf all the time. Unnecessary issue here. Get over it.
In other words, I already spent the check. So this is how we make money here.
That's horrible.
That was translation.
Yes, thank you for the translation. And then in the midst of all this, I know Diddy chimed in and said that he would give him $1 million Sean John
model contract.
Hell no! I don't think he did. I'm sorry. Is that mean for me to be like?
Well, I just feel like.
I feel sorry.
I feel like the mother's response made you not want Diddy to do that for
no,
because it's almost like he's doing it for her.
It makes me be like, Diddy, if you're gonna do it, put in a trust fund for that little boy.
Absolutely.
For him to use for college or when he gets
absolutely
older. Don't let the mama touch nothing.
No.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. And I do think because the boy, the little boy,
he's
he doesn't
innocent
know any better.
He doesn't know any better.
That he deserves what Diddy is offering him. To show him this is what you deserve.
Exactly.
This is how you should be.
This is how you should be represented.
Yes.
This is your legacy. To be a king, not the greatest or the whatever, the monkey in the jungle. So I say go for it, Diddy. That's pretty awesome sauce. Hey.
Yeah.
And put it in a trust fund for the baby.
You just have to think about the big picture. These kids' images are, they model the way they think of themselves. And so that image is so powerful.
And that's the thing that saddens me is that I get the mother is like, well, it's a check and he was just doing a job and she's not fazed by it. But like you said, what it's saying to other young kids who see this
absolutely
is priceless.
Absolutely.
And we've got to
it's
get
not
back
worth,
to
it. It's right, not worth
integrity.
Whatever the check was.
That money ain't worth it, boo. It's just...
And to think, people sat, and we don't know how many people had to approve it, but we know more than one had to approve it.
Somebody.
And they said, yeah, that's good.
I'm still
that's
trying good. To understand how, just knowing in even a regular situation, how many people and how many approvals have to go for a photo of this level to make right. it to the website.
And one of my line sisters said that because it's on the internet, didn't go through as many hands as it would a commercial okay, or things it, like that. However,
there had to be a photographer there. Let's just go through this. There was a photographer. There was him. We His know mom had enough. To be there because he's a minor. There had to be some sort of hair, makeup, stylist, something, lighting. There was some catering people there. I'm just giving like a skeleton crew. There was a web designer.
And
there
the
was an executive.
The assumption that's made is that there's no diversity. That's the assumption, because it's how can that get through so many people without one person saying, I don't think that's going to go over well.
It's kind of cray. But personally, I don't want to give, and I'm really saddened because I really liked H&M, and I don't even want to give them any more publicity and talk about this anymore.
No, I mean, they're hurting.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, The Weeknd pulled out immediately when he saw the ad.
But I hope that the actual people realize the power of the dollar, like the average everyday person, because I feel like so often people will be like, well, my little $20 ain't doing nothing. But it does. Collectively,
if you're talking about the African-American dollar.
Right. We spend some money.
Well, it upped to, we put $1 trillion into the retail industry in 2016. So that's only going up.
Jesus.
It went up from a
Take
couple of billion wheel. To a trillion. And we're spenders.
So guys, can you guys not spend and support brands that think we're monkeys? Please. I'd appreciate it.
It should be easy. I think the funniest response to it was Plies.
What did he? Oh my God! What did Plies say? He is so crazy.
He always has the funniest little.
What did he say?
Post. What did he say? H&M stood
on.
For.
Hold on. We're just gonna let's find Plies on here real quick and see what he has to say, because he is hilarious. Okay, so I found this video of Plies, right? And I'm just giving a disclaimer. You know his. I can't, if you got kids listening, I can't say it's going to be PG-13. I haven't listened to
it's
it
not
yet.
Bad.
So let's see what he has to say.
Hey, how did they show him the little ad, the little spread or whatever the H&M did with the, you know, the African-American boy with the green sweat on and across the chest. It had coolest monkey in the jungle. Okay. H&M. Oh, monkey. We got some for y'all monkey ass right now, though. All y'all got to do is call Papa John. Call Papa John, and he going to tell you how all this finna play out. H&L, coolest monkey in the jungle. All right. And the crazy part about it, I done bought my cousin them some of that little cheap-ass, you know, your little cheap-ass threads and all that. And, you know, I always told them, you only can watch that shit one time. So y'all just did us a favor. H&M, horrible merchandise. That's what it stands for. Horrible merchandise. You know. And the sad part about a whole corporation sat around and thought this was cool before this went out the door. But we got something for y'all monk ass.
Cool. Oh my goodness.
That was so
That was hilarious.
Raw and true.
But it is true. H&M does have cute stuff, but you better wash it on gentle on cold and you got 2.5 wears. Faux show. But moving on. Whew.
You have to admit, that was hilarious.
Can I say secretly, Plies is hilarious about most things, that like most of his posts
he
are.
He could have a show.
He could have his
he probably
own
does,
show.
I don't know.
And maybe he does. Plies, hey, you can call into Candace Lakeisha, come visit anytime, because you are hilarious with a capital H. That's all I know.
He says some good stuff, though, too. On top of being funny, he does say some real good stuff.
Hilarious.
I'm an undercover fan.
You are. Do you follow him?
I do. I do. I do. He really does say some really cool stuff, like about everything, relationships included, which is it's interesting to me. Really?
On that note, we are going to take a really, really quick break, and we will be right back right here. More Candidly Keisha.
You're listening to Candidly Keisha.
I have to say that I have really, really liked Honey Baby Naturals. Whenever we do these promos, they always send me products to really try out firsthand. And what I can say, this is one that I would buy even if it wasn't free. It's been amazing. I love how it hydrates my little Ella's curls, and it smells amazing. Honey Baby Naturals is an award-winning premium honey-derived hair and skincare line that was created for mothers still searching for a brand that is safe and effective for the entire family. Created by former chemical engineer, this mompreneur of three created Honey Baby Naturals, which is the first Latina-owned natural hair and skincare line in major retailers. Visit honeybabynaturals.com for your bottle of Honey Baby Naturals and visit the store locator for retailers near you. We are back here, more candidly, Keisha. 2018, Tracy's in the building.
Woohoo!
So it's been a lot going on the top of 2018. The whole Time's Up, Me Too, Black movement at the SAG Awards and cray. So I know, I'm trying to think even how to start it, because I know a lot of, some people who are in the White House currently weren't very happy because now everyone is like, Oprah Winfrey for president!
And looking at what we have for president, she'd be a shoo-in.
Hell yeah.
Hands down. I think we should start on a very, very simple response with Oprah. One of the things that she pointed out was when she was a little girl, how she was watching and she saw Sidney Poitier.
Absolutely.
And the effect that it had on her. So she knew little girls were watching, and it made me think of the first image that I saw that showed me I could be a fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was of Tracy Reese.
Mm.
And like just seeing her image on the Fashion Channel mm-hmm. in high school changed my entire outlook on how big I could be, or I could even do something like that, just because I saw for the first time in my life a woman of color
right.
with a high-end clothing line.
And that also goes back to, you know, what we were just talking about earlier in the show about the power of imagery.
Exactly.
And, you know, seeing someone like Oprah, and the one of the biggest things, excerpts is that have, you know, gone around and like memes and stuff is, you know, what I know for sure is that speaking your truth is the most powerful tool we have.
Absolutely.
That was a quote taken from her speech, and that is so true.
And you have to wonder how many people she gave permission to tell their truth.
Yeah.
That she gave them, she actually literally gave them courage.
Absolutely. And you know, so I was really proud and impressed that so many people followed the call to action and stood with the Time Is Up movement, men, women alike,
yes.
who, it was really a blackout. Like, mm-hmm. everyone had on black.
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous, but everyone had on black. And it's just such a powerful statement, you know, this very much is the year of the woman. I feel it, and I'm excited about it, and I'm happy that, you know, there's definitely going to be a transition. And for so long, I feel like it's been admissible, or it's given, like there's been a permission for men to not be held accountable for bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Not only to say, like, I'm not just speaking, okay, you know, people take the extreme, like, you know, rape and sexual assault, like, that's never okay. But there's also a whole culture of just, you know, pay inequality. There's mm-hmm. a whole culture mm-hmm. of, you know, just being able to say and do and treat women differently just specifically
Absolutely.
Because we're women. And I feel like it's coming to a head, and now people are being held accountable. And that's important. And it's not just in entertainment, though. And that's what people need to realize. It is universal. It isn't just in America. It's everywhere. And I really hope that the trend continues, because it's time. It really is.
I totally agree.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Your time is up.
Oh my goodness. And speaking of women and empowerment, my nonprofit Camp Kizzy on Monday, we're rescheduled for our Davio's event. So I want to shut Davio's down. Do you hear me? All of Atlanta and anyone nearby who wants to come from 5 to 10 dinner on January 15th in celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King, we are having a fundraiser for Camp Kizzy, my foundation. We're using Keisha's Kitchen spices, and there are two dishes. Both are surf and turf. One is chicken and colossal shrimp, and the other is a filet mignon and colossal shrimp with Brussels sprouts and some patatas.
I'm getting hungry.
It is so incredibly good. So it's the Davio's at Phipps Plaza right here in Atlanta, Georgia, in Buckhead. Phipps is the mall, for those of you who, just so you know, you can make your reservation. Just come as long as you order the dish. And it's only like $37, guys. So you get to eat good for $37, and 100%, you hear me, 100% of the proceeds are going to Camp Kizzy, which is all about empowering our youth, our girls. We have our boys program, and I am like beyond uber excited. Beyond.
I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be there too. So please come, please support. It's going to be pretty good and amazing. Can you, Ella, can y'all hear her? Ella is singing. Like, that is her song. La, 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 Elmo song. She sings it. It's the cutest thing ever. So I'm sure she's giving a whole rendition to the whole waiting room outside. So what else? I'm trying to think, is there anything that I've missed? I feel like so much has gone on. It's been so long.
Can I tell you what I did for New Year's?
Absolutely.
Which is totally different from anything I'd ever do. Uh-huh. Normally, I would love to go someplace. I don't like the parties and things like that, but I like taking trips for New Year's. This New Year's, I played Monopoly.
What?
Until 4:30 a.m.
That is the mommy turn up for real.
Oh, that was the most serious game ever.
There had to be some drinking involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was like, oh, Happy New Year. Okay, your turn.
About that Park Place.
And I did own Boardwalk. Yes, I did.
Nice. That's fun. And it's crazy. Like, as you get older, what you desire to do for those type of holiday, like for New Year's, it just transitions and it changes. And yeah, it's so good and it's okay. Like, you know, I was at dinner with friends and it was fun. Like, the meal was amazing.
And I won't front because, you know, someone might listen to this. I didn't win. Because I was kind of sounding like I, you know, kicked butt.
It's okay.
I did very good. And I felt like I was teaching my kids a lesson. You can go, you can make it to the top, and you can lose it all.
You can win, and you can lose. You can be up
with
somebody.
I had hotels and houses.
But you know what the moral is, too? You can lose it all, and guess
and
what?
You can get you can it all get it back.
Plus some. And that's something I always tell people, too, because like a lot of people are like, if this man don't have this amount of money, and boppity boopity boppity bop 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 bop, that money could be gone tomorrow.
It could be.
So I hope you like something a lot more about him than just some money.
Absolutely.
Because that could be a problem. A big one. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to think what else. So we had New Year's. My baby, can we just talk about this? My baby's about to be a year old.
How does that make you feel as a mother?
It's like bittersweet.
If you're anything like me, I kind of get teary every birthday.
It's bittersweet. More sweet than bitter. Don't get me wrong.
Of course.
But it feels like just yesterday she was in my belly. You know, now I understand. She's my little munchkin. And she's so getting so big. And she's this little person now with this huge personality. I guess I got it. I look at
and
her
you'll
and I'm
always
like.
Always feel that way.
I'm like, you're such my child. This is hilarious. But it's just crazy to me. Like, I can't believe that my baby is about to be a year old. It's so crazy. Oh,
I was looking at this yesterday.
Tracy's pulled up a picture of her maternity shoot. This, your hair is short. So this had to be Kennedy.
That was Kennedy.
Yes.
So my oldest, and I still feel what you're feeling.
People told me that, like, when you get to this, like, I'm thinking like last year this time I was so pregnant and I was so ready to not be pregnant. And people are like, you gonna miss your belly. You gonna miss, and you're like,
Exactly. At the time.
But now I'm like, oh, I miss when you just would give me a little kick in my belly and you could feel you when you had your footsies. Hiccups. Yeah, she would get hiccups like every night at the same time and my belly would like hiccup. It was the cutest thing ever.
Kennedy would play footsies. If I hit her foot, she'd kick my hand.
My baby to this day, and she does it now, I would play music. Like, my baby is...
Oh, yeah, now she's a dancer.
She's a dancer. She is, like, the turn-up queen. So when I would play music, when she was in my belly, she would dance, literally. Like, she would just start going, getting it. Now, when she's out, when she hears music, she starts getting it. It is the cute... It doesn't matter what she's doing. She stops everything and just starts dancing. And I think it is the cutest thing. She loves, loves music. But yeah, so it's a year. I'm happy. The sweet part is she's so happy and she's so healthy and she's so loving and she's just such a sweet little generous spirit. Like, we were just sitting here getting ready to get started, and I love how she'll share. Like, James was sitting here and she decided to give James my hat. And she'll give you whatever it is. If she has a Cheerio, it may be a little soggy Cheerio, but she will share it with you. Baby,
she, when I walked in, she waved with one hand. She had something in the other hand. Then she had to put it down so she could wave with both hands.
Yes.
It was so cute.
She waves with both hands. She gets so excited. And now that she's starting to walk and take some steps, it's like,
yep, it's my, no going back.
It's no going back. I have the child gates up, and she's already trying to figure out how to open them. Like,
she will.
I'm just like, I'm going to have to tape the child gates. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Cry. But it's awesome. It's awesome to see just her growth, and it's awesome just to see this little person that she's becoming with distinct likes and dislikes. And she, you know how they do those like baby sign language things? She's created her own, like, I understand Ella. Like, she has her own, like, when she's all done, she puts up four fingers and just puts her hand up. When she's really all done, she puts up both hands like this with her all done. I'm like, okay, all done? All done. Got it, boo. So... And I'm just working with her to start to talk more because she actually talks a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, she can say mama and, you know, nana and, like, a lot of different things, Bruno and hot. Like, those are she can say a lot of different things, but I'm working on her to, you know, when she wants something, to be able to say
to express it,
and to express it. Besides going, I'm like, uh-uh, we got to use words, boo. Use words.
Yep.
Use words. Or here. Mommy will take you. You point out what it is you need or what it is you want. And she'll
and that,
do it.
And never stop doing that. Because even this morning, Christian came into the bathroom and she's mumbling something. And I said, I cannot hear you. And I hate when they mumble. And I tell them, if you mumble, that means what you're saying is not important.
That is true.
And for me, it's teaching them to talk up, to, you know, to hold their head up, speak up. And I never back down from it.
Look, to speak their truth.
Yes. What you're saying, everything you're saying is important.
And it matters.
And she's always asking to buy something off of Amazon. So that was so important today before going to school.
That's why she was mumbling. She was like, okay, let me see how I can get this one past mom.
No, she was a little gangster with it, though.
Really? What'd she do?
She said, Mom, will you buy this for me? And I'm like, really? Now? Go to school. We'll get it after school. No, I want to pull it up. And then I said, well, how much is it? She pulls it up and just, can I buy it?
What is it?
Listen, I have the money for it.
Oh!
She goes and gets some cash.
And gives it to you?
And goes, here.
What?
And it was a stand for her iPhone.
Okay.
And she was like, well, I can use it. It's because they use electronics in school.
Mm-hmm.
So she says, you know, the stand will help her.
She had her whole sales pitch.
She did.
I'm not mad.
And truth be told, I would have bought it for her.
Regardless.
But when she was gangster with it and handed me the money, I took her money.
Thank you. Well, you have to do that. But yeah. I'm really excited about 2018. And I know a lot of times people are like, well, what are your New Year's resolutions? Or this and that, this. And I don't know. Do you do those? Or
I don't necessarily say this is my resolution, but I definitely set goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you should write your goals down. There was actually this study
mm-hmm.
that was done at Harvard. I want to say it was like way back when.
Uh-huh.
But it was a study done that 1% of the graduating class wrote down their goals. And then they did a follow-up study like 20 years later. And that 1% made more money than the entire class.
Wow.
And it was a real study. So,
hey, James, can I have a pen right quick? No, I'm joking.
It's really serious to not only write down your goals, but I actually have an accountability partner that's going to check in. We're going to check in with each other once a month.
Nice.
To see how we're coming on our goals. And because I'm one of those go hard in the paint type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you call me, I'm going to be excelling at my goals.
We know. But honestly.
And I hit her up before we were supposed to meet. And I go, I just want you to know that I've already done this.
But that's important. And that also speaks to whether it's a like a quote unquote accountability partner or, you know, without the title. That's important to me, to surround myself with friends.
Absolutely.
And people
who want to see you win.
Want to see me win, mm-hmm. want to win with me.
And want to help you win.
Right, and want to help you win.
With no strings attached.
Right.
Just because they can.
I just want, you know, you want to be
more of that.
You want to be around people who make you better and who you can help make better. At the end of the day, you know, that's what it's about, period. How can we all win and take this, kill this shit?
Absolutely.
For lack of a better way to say it.
So in 2018, I did put out there, I'm going to be pushing my friends harder.
Okay.
Because it is scary to follow your dreams. It is scary to try things you've never done before. It's scary to have an idea and put it out there to the world. And so many people don't do it.
It is.
But
and you know, the other thing is, no matter how successful you are or no matter how successful you've been in other arenas, it's still a little bit of anxiety or just like a little bit of fear.
Absolutely.
But if it's not a little bit of, you got to check it real quick. But if it's not a little bit, then you're not dreaming big enough.
But imagine getting just a little text in the morning saying, you got this.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference. A lady approached me this morning. She said, you know, I've been watching you. I've been following you. And girl, you are doing it. And I said, wow. I said, that make me feel really good. And she said, sometimes I want to just shoot you a text. But I'm like, no, she's busy. I said, do you know,
everybody
some days, it's a really lonely ship.
Yeah.
It really is when you're really gunning for something. And that little text, you just never know
right. How
much that means. And that little smile that it'll put on my face from someone just thinking about me and giving me that little extra push.
Got it. Well, hey, I'm going to share this one last thing and then we're going to wrap it up. But speaking of that, because you know Arian is part of our, you know, Black Girl Magic crew, our Flossy Posse.
Arian Simone.
And we were over the weekend, because we went, she came, it was Paddington. My ass was like, yeah, I'm going to go see. Yes, so we went to see Paddington 2. This is the last movie Ella will be going to until she's about 5.
I'm sure.
I tried.
What baby wants to sit through a movie?
Oh, she watched a little bit, but then she started talking back to the screen.
I'm sure.
And I was just like, oh God, okay, you're a full-fledged like child now. Because I've taken her to the movies before, and she just kind of had a boob snack or, you know, just kind of chilled. Not anymore. So we had to go out. We had to walk down the hallway, you know, the whole thing. But Paddington 2 was a really good movie, and Arian went with us. And then after, we went back to my brother Michonne's house. We were just all laughing it up and having fun. And Arian shared with me this app called The Secret to Money. So it's like the secret book. Mm-hmm. But it's an app that's a secret money app. And I really, really like it. First of all, I have to say, the app was $4.99. And I at first was like, what the hell? You know, actually,
I like the free app.
I like free 99. Or, you know, at least apps are maybe like $1.99. But it was $4.99. I said, what the hell? But I said, okay, Arian swears by this. And if there's anyone I know who can manifest some stuff, it's Arian.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is Arian. So I said, let me do this. So I have been doing my secret money app. And I must say that I love it. Every morning, what they do is they give you, it's just a whole thing. You have to check it out. Nobody's paying me to say this. I'm just merely,
you got to show it to me.
I'm merely just sharing something that I found that I really, really loved. And it's like a multi-pronged approach to it. Mm-hmm. And they're all things that I know in terms of manifestation, speaking it into existence, acting as if you already have it, you know, the positive energy, all of that. But it's an app that helps you do it. So like it does this one thing that I really like and I've started to get excited about. So every like day it'll send you a check. And so like it'll start out like it'll be a $500 virtual check. Then it'll give you a thing. Well, now spend your check and you write in like what you spend. Like you don't really spend it, but you spend it in your mind. So you spend it. And then, like, congratulations, you'll get another check tomorrow. So it gets you in the mindset of knowing that money is always coming and it's abundant and it's not. And it sends you affirmations that you say, and it sends you, like, little quotes of the day. Like, I'll share with you my quote of the day.
Okay.
Okay.
I kind of get those affirmations with an online store. When it goes cha-ching.
I mean, I know that, too. I enjoy
that. It's a pretty cool affirmation
for
me.
But let me say. So my daily inspiration was, if we command our wealth, we shall be rich and free. If our wealth commands us, we are poor indeed. Mm. Edmund Burke, that's his quote. And then like the affirmations are like, I am abundantly successful in everything I dedicate myself to. And like you have to like, go through a whole thing. And I'm really liking it.
I think that sounds good. I want to know more about it.
Okay, I'll send you the info. But try it out and let me know if y'all like it out there, because just sharing a little tidbit, that's my happy news today. I want to get more about sharing a little piece of happy news every show. But this has been the first show of 2018. Woohoo! Yay! Well, this is Candidly Keisha, and remember to come to Davio's in Phipps Plaza in Atlanta, Georgia, this January 15th, this Monday coming, from 5 to 10, the whole dinner. You can order takeout. However you order it, just order my dish, and the proceeds will go to Camp Kizzy. Anything you want to add?
Set your goals for 2018.
Set your goals for 2018.
And write them down.
Yes, and I have my pen in my hand. I'm ready to write. And this is Candidly Keisha. We will be right here next week, same time, same place. See you then. Or actually, talk to you then. You'll hear me then. One of the three, you know.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.